The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have a good day to look forward to in Ireland with Jumps Racing from Tramore and a good card on the flat from the Curra. And the card at the Curra features the Big Bad Bob Gladner Stakes and the Alleged Stakes. So plenty to look forward to in Ireland today. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, bud. Very well.
Good. Good card at the Curra today.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, good mix. Mm. Nice 2-year race to start. Then we've got traditional maidens and handicaps and a few pattern races. So yeah, good little card today.
Yeah, the Irish flat has obviously been in the swing for a few weeks now. And are you starting to see anything, any trends or anything so far?
Yeah, the main trend is that Aidan O'Brien's been a very slow starter. I think he's had three winners. He had one yesterday, 4-6 poke. But Dermot Weld, like John Gosden in England, has really been the dominating force. And you know, that was backed up yesterday with the Fascinating Rock once again winning. He won first time up and he won the Ballysacks yesterday.
Yeah.
I haven't actually done the times from yesterday, so it's always difficult to say what was a really good performance and what wasn't. But yeah, Tom Segal was quite impressed with him in his column today, and no doubt I will be when I get to a chance to break the race down. But yeah, Kingman was the big story yesterday. Wow.
Yeah.
I was like busy doing the times straight after the race, and I think I sent the times into Mick and to Ali, and I don't know whether they mentioned it on the show, but the split times I got without doing the overall were just unbelievable.
Yeah, it looked visually impressive if the times back it up, and that's good news. And John Gosden after the race saying things like, "Is the best travelling horse or the fastest travelling horse at that trip that he's ever trained?" And things like that. John Gosden doesn't say things like that very often. So
no, well, I mean, he had a race streamed in his pomp. And he would be the highest cruiser he'd ever had. Of course, he was a 6-furlong July Cup winner. But I imagine this Kingman probably would, similar to Frankel, go well in any distance race he'd run in. But yeah, he just looked awesome as well.
Yeah.
Just hope they get good ground at Newmarket and we can see him again, because you know, the flat needs exciting horses like that. And since Frankel's gone, then we're looking for a horse to carry the torch.
Yeah, and he so far looks very exciting. Obviously, his main danger in the betting for the 1,000 guineas is an Irish horse. It's Aidan O'Brien's Australia. Do you know much about Australia?
I do, yeah. He did some good numbers last year. He's not one of these ones that's just got style over substance. When he won at Leopardstown towards the back end, he was really good on the figures. So it'd be an interesting matchup between the two, but I'd imagine who's sleeping easy in their beds at the moment. I think Mr. Gosden will be more than happy with his preparation of his horse, where Aidan O'Brien's thinking, I've only had three winners and I've got to beat Kingman, who looks you know, a reincarnation of Frankel.
Yeah, it's shaping up nicely so far. Anyway, we must move on to Sunday's action, Andy, and we're going to focus on the card at the Curra. We probably won't see any 1,000 guineas contenders or 2,000 guineas contenders at the Curra today, but like we say, good card to look forward to. And the first race is the 2:15, and we start with an EBF maiden over 5 furlongs, and the betting this morning is headed by Bright Shining, who's a 5-2 market leader. 11-4 for Splash Top. Akid Misk is 7-2, 4-1, and that's been backed from 13-2 newsletter. Loopy is 17-2, 11s for Convergence, and Vicarage is the 20-1 outsider. So we've got Brightly Shining, the Jim Bolger newcomer at the top of the betting, but quite a move on newsletter, Andy, the Condon runner.
Quite surprising in many respects, or significant even more, that newsletter's been very well backed. Philly by Sir Percy. Ken had a really good year last year, but yet to really hit the ground running. Whereas Paddy Prendergast, who trained Splash Top, the other horse, for money this morning, he couldn't have made it any better start. He won the opening two-year-old race at the Curra back in mid-March, and he had a horse called Buanya, who won at Cork last week. So his two-year-old's in very good form. So he's already got an idea of you know, where he should be going with regards his youngsters, and the fact that this one's been backed indicates that this one has obviously been working with those others. Just, you know, general logic tells you that. The only horse with form is a horse called Loopy, who ran in third, and a good third at that, in a fast time at Dundalk on the all-weather. Weather He can obviously reproduce that on a softer surface on the turf. He's obviously open to debate, but the loop at least sets the standard for the others to get to. And then you throw in, you know, some unresourceful and powerful yards, and we've got quite a nice little opening two-year race full of intrigue. But I'll go with that Splash Top. I like the money for it. I like the fact that Prendergast's two-year-olds are flying, and if she lives up to the standard of the others in the yard, then hopefully she can win the first.
Okay. It's Ken Condon, isn't it? I said Kevin.
Yeah, it's Kevin. Yeah.
I don't know why I said Kevin. No idea why.
No.
Anyway, we'll move on to the 2:45 next, and this is race two on the card, and this is an EBF Fillies maiden, and this one's over 6 furlongs, and Beyond Brilliance is the 2-1 favourite. Booker is 3-1, 130 for Zendira, 11-2 for Celestial Fable, and then 11-1 and double figure prices for the rest. So an Aidan O'Brien favourite, had two attempts so far this filly. What do you make of her on her third start?
I think the drop back in trips is a slight concern for me. She's run over a mile on debut, which indicates that, you know, I probably thought that she was going to be maybe a middle distance filly towards that, you know, in the second season. And he ran over 7 furlongs the next day on a stiff track, and you know, although she ran well that day, she looks as though at least 7 furlongs is what's required. So dropping back to 6 with the yard not absolutely firing on all cylinders rather puts me off at a short price. So therefore, I'm going to put up 1 against her. And it's going to be Booker from the Davy Watchman Stable yard that's already had winners so far this season. Of course, Flight to the Moon won here at the Curragh 2 weeks ago. And this horse ran an encouraging race on debut. She was second behind a horse called Gold Peregrine from the Johnny Murta Stable. And that horse went on to finish placed in a group race thereafter. Although she was beaten 4.5 lengths, I still thought it was a decent effort considering she was outpaced and green early on. But I like the way she rattled home under a tender ride, and hopefully that kindness will be rewarded first time up this year. Obviously, we don't know how straight she is, but the market this morning suggests she's fairly solid, around about 3-1, 7-2 mark. She's got a good draw as well in Trap 8. The standside draw is usually the best place to be at the Curragh. So one off the near side fence isn't too bad. So book up a tentative choice in the second, but hopefully she'll go well.
Okay, Booker a tentative choice then there in the 2:45. On to the 3:20 next, and this is a handicap over a mile and a half, and the betting for this one is headed by Truth Will Set You Free, who's 5-2 market leader for the in-form Dermot Weld, and she wears the blinkers for the first time. Tagliatelle is 3-1, 5-1 for Thomas Edison, 17-2 for Asgardella, 10-1 for Waver, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. So a Dermot Weld favourite, the yard obviously in form. She made a decent reappearance, Andy, and she has the blinkers on for the first time. Is there enough things to make you side with a favourite?
Oh, this is a nightmare for me. This often you get this in the early part of the season when you get a horse who's running a very fast time and then runs into a horse who's been running well over hurdles, who also comes here off the back of a good number in a hurdle race. And this is my problem, really. Put it this way: if Truth to Set You Free was in this race on her own, I'd nap her. And if Tagliatelle was in the race and the other one wasn't there, I'd nap that. I'd almost got 2 naps at the price of 1 in this race. I'm pretty convinced that the win will come from one of the two. I mean, you could arguably back both. I know it's not a great, you know, you're not going to make a massive profit, but you get 5-2, Truth Will Set You Free, 3-1 Tagliatelle. You're just taking slightly odds on, aren't you, if, you know, one of them pops up. But that would be my only recommendation because I can't split them. Truth Will Set You Free comes out of a very, very strongly run race at Leopard Town. I can't reiterate enough how good that was, that race was on the numbers. When you get a round track race or a staying race, which is the fastest furlong per furlong time, then you usually like to follow that form. And there's only been one horse that's come out of the race, and he ran a really good race out of it. What You Think, who was 11th, he got beat absolutely miles, 73 lengths. He actually finished 4th next time out at Leopardstown when he went back to the track. So I think this form is really good. The blinkers are likely to work. Dermot's got a very good record with horses. He puts a headgear on first time. And, of course, we know that Dermot's horses are in fantastic form. But, and the big but is, she's up against this Tagliatelle now. I was hoping that Gordon Elliott would send this horse over for a UK ride. He had this horse entered up at Ayr at the Scottish National meeting, and unfortunately he didn't come over for my betting balance, but he runs this horse here. Now, this horse ran a fantastic time on the figures for a maiden herd down in Downpatrick the other day, winning by 12 lengths, but ran actually faster, 2 seconds faster than stable companion Umbo Martin did on the last circuit. So clearly my eyes pricked up, my ears pricked up when I saw that, and I'm just basically want to get with this horse whichever race it runs in. But unfortunately, she's up against Truth Will Set You Free. So, as I said, absolute nightmare. Both horses in really good form, very fast on the figures. and I can't split them, so I'm just going to say split your stakes.
Okay, take a pick of Truth will set you free in Tagliatelle then, or maybe even have a nap forecast, a potential nap forecast.
It's terrible, yeah, honestly. I should really go for one or the other, but I'm just going to back them both and just make a small profit.
Okay, on to the big race of the day at the Curragh. This is the 3:55 and this is the Big Bad Bob Gladner Stakes, which is a Group 3 over 7 furlongs, and Custom Cut heads the betting this morning at 5-2 for David O'Meara and Daniel Tudhope. Cristoforo Colombo is 100-30, 7-2 for Struth, and Wannabe Better is 9-2, and that's been nibbled from 5s, 13-2 or bigger prices the rest. So Custom Cut is the market leader at the moment, Andy. I was quite keen to take on Cristoforo Colombo here, because he was quite disappointing last season, obviously fairly good juvenile, and with the yard starting slowly and him having something to prove, that was my main aim looking at this race. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. The market suggests that as well this morning. He's very easy to back. I mean, his two wins have both come on a sandy surface, of course Dundalk or weather and Navan on good ground, but Ayn's always usually looked to run this horse on good ground, and he has run one or two of his big stars so far this season on a softy surface, and even though they've been big odds on chances like King's Barnes the other day and Johann Strauss, that they've all come unstuck on tacky soft ground first time out, so he's getting a run into them, but probably not in the way that he'd want, you know, on ground that he'd want. So I agree with you. I think Cristoforo Colombo is worth opposing here, and I'm going to go with Custom Cut. At least his horse has had a run, and he comes back to the Curragh as well, which is the scene of most of his best victories when he was with his old connections. He often used to perform up to his best at this track, particularly when he made the run in on soft ground. So I thought he did really well for the first run for David O'Meara over a trip which stretched his stamina on ground, and you know, that was obviously also, you know, made it very difficult for him to get home. But I thought he ran a brilliant race against two very good horses, Graphic and Fencing. It was actually on the round track that day. It was a real, I think it was a clerical error by Doncaster, the Racing Post, because in the form figures it says Doncaster 1 mile straight. Well, it wasn't on the straight track. It was actually on the round track. So, that was another thing against Custom Cut, because he's definitely better running in a straight line like he's at the Curragh. And hopefully today he'll make all the running. At least, like I say, with fitness on his side, you've got plenty in your favour. So, David O'Meara's Custom Cut, strong fancy in the 3:55.
Okay, Custom Cut then for the Gladner Stakes. On to the Alleged Stakes next, which is the 4:25, and this is a listed race over a mile and a quarter, and Alive heads the betting at 7-4. Stuckador is 11-4, 7-2 for Parish Hall, 11-2 for Tirana, and then 10-1 for Inishman, and 25s or bigger prices the rest. Alive missed some pretty high profile engagements last year. She was quite well fancied for a lot of them and then was disappointing on her final start of the season, so something obviously not right with her last year, but if she's back to her best, she'd be very interesting. Stuckador arrives here in winning form. Dermot Weld obviously started the season very well as well. It's quite a tricky contest to work out this Sunday.
Yeah, it is in a way. You've got Stuckador, the Irish Lincoln winner. You've got Parish Hall, who was very good first time out. Obviously goes very well fresh for the second time in its career, has won first time up, which makes backing Alive a little bit more treacherous than you'd at first glance. But I am going to stick with Tommy Stacks. Filly. She was hugely impressive first time out when she won this time last year at Cork in a maiden, winning by 4.5 lengths, proving that she trained on and, more importantly, that she's got plenty of stamina and a love for soft ground. She then went to Navan and won a listed race equally easily in a decent time, slamming a bunch of good opponents in very impressive fashion. And she was really the talk of Ireland for quite a while, and we were all waiting for her to run at Royal Ascot. Unfortunately, she didn't make the gig because the ground was too quick. She was entered up in the Ribblesdale, and it didn't materialise because Tommy Stack wanted to wait for soft ground. But amazingly, because we never had hardly any rain last year, it meant that the Live chances of running on her favourite soft ground were very much limited. And in the end, Tommy Stack had to bite the bullet and run her in at the back end of the season in a Group 2. But unfortunately, the ground dried out and it was any good, and she just didn't handle the ground. That was the reason why she was so disappointing. But I'd certainly forgive her that. Clearly she goes well early on in the year. She loves soft ground, and hopefully her class will come through and she can show what she can do today. So Alive gets a nap vote in the Alleged Stakes, 4:25 the Curragh.
Yeah, it's exciting to see her back on a softer surface with condition to suit, because, like you say, she was quite high profile last year in terms of reputation, wasn't she? So
yeah,
good to see her back. The 5 o'clock is the sixth race on the card, and this is a big handicap over 6 furlongs with 20 of them in the lineup. We're going 13-2 the field this morning, and it's joint favourites with Shipyard and Battler of the Boyne at the top of the betting. Tyler E. Wonder is 8-1, 9-1 for Strucker Hahn, 10s for Gathering Power and High Emperor. And then 11-1 or bigger prices. The rest a tricky race at 5 o'clock. Andy, who do you like here?
Well, Battle of the Boyne ran yesterday. For those that like following the one-day horse system, the horse of Tony Carroll did that yesterday. La Bacardi, he ran at Ayr on Friday. Then he turned back at the same track 24 hours later and absolutely bolted up. So for those that think that a recent run is a negative, then they need to think again, particularly with sprinters as well. It's basically like having a good piece of homework out on the racetrack itself. So I actually see it as a positive rather than anything else. And Battle of the Boyne clearly fits the bill for those that like that system. He's drawn 17 as well, which is obviously very, very important here at the Curragh. Usually you want to come up the stand side rail. So with his style of running and fitness very much in his favour, he's definitely the one to beat. However, I'd probably offer up one at a slightly bigger price, thinking that maybe if the low numbers do get dragged along at a decent pace, and there's every chance that that might happen because Tyler Rewunder is in this race, drawn in stall three, then it might just drag those down the middle into it. And Shrewkahan is the one I like here, particularly based on the figures that he's achieved so far this season. Good run first time out behind that very well-handicapped horse of Tommy Stack's Great Minds. He then went to the Cork the other day and he bumped into Son of the Run. But he also came out of that race with great credit because they went a good gallop that day and the speed figure of that race was by a million miles, the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card. Now, he comes back to the Curragh, which is his favourite track. He's got soft ground, which he loves, and he always goes well at this time of year. He's 9-1 with William Hill this morning. Hopefully, the draw won't be his undoing because I do think he's got a great each-way chance.
OK, and the final race at the Curragh this afternoon is the 5.35. We finish with an EBF maiden over a mile and a quarter. And the betting suggests that there's probably three of them to concentrate on here. Adjusted heads the betting at 6-4. Sincal is 15-8 and 7-2 for Marrakesh. And double figure prices or bigger for the 10-1 or bigger for the remaining runners. Adjusted and Marrakesh met at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago with Adjusted finishing second in that race and Marrakesh back in third. Sincal is a debutant from the Dermot Weld stable. So those are the three market principles, Andy. Do you like any of those or is it something else for you?
Well, I'd probably have to go with the form one. I recently have Adjusted. There's two sides to that argument, I suppose, isn't it? Adjusted was second to a horse called Fascinating Rock, which I mentioned at the top of the programme, has won the Ballysack Stakes for Dermot Weld. And Dermot Weld is the key angle in here because he trains the second favourite on the tissue this morning, a horse called Sincal, caught by Smart Striker, who's been very well backed already on the morning tissues, which means that Dermot obviously thinks that maybe Sincal's at least up to that standard. Now, if he is that, and perhaps even better than Fascinating Rock, and that could be the case, then clearly he's going to be the one that just has got the most to think about. Plus the fact that Dermot Wells had such an unbelievable run of things of late. Fascinating Rock won yesterday. He had Stormfly at Navan. Hissabart, Wahib, Sparkle Factor won at Limerick the other night. He also had Ebenina, Tahani, Elegant Piece, all making their seasonal reappearances, and all won last week, particularly in maidens as well. So he's just an unstoppable force at the moment, Dermot Weld. So the logic would be that if the money continues for Sincal, that gives you more confidence that camp feel as though they can beat Adjusted. But I will go with Adjusted because I think hopefully current form and a run under its belt might be the key to Aidan O'Brien's colt.
Okay, so siding with the race fitness and form of Adjusted, but keep an eye on a market move for Sincal and by the sounds of things.
Yep, definitely.
Good, let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for the Curragh one more time.
Yeah, not a bad afternoon. Certainly going to be a good watching day at the very least. Splash Top in the first with the Prandigast horses in good form will be for me there. I'll take a chance with Booker on her seasonal reappearance in the 6 furlong Fillies Maiden. I've got two very strong horses in that 3-20, as I said, kind of like it's a real classic case of a fence sitting operation, but hopefully Truth will set you free or Tag Your Tail or win that race and we can make a small profit. 3.55 I'll go with the front running Custom Cut back to the scene of his favourite track. 4.25 Alive Alive O gets a nap vote in the alleged stakes. 5 o'clock looks typically tricky handicap to solve. But hopefully Shrewkahan will provide us with a decent value each way bet around about 9-1. And the final race, I'll go with the form of Adjusted, which took a boost yesterday with Fascinating Rock winning the Ballysacks.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Enjoy the Curragh this afternoon and we'll speak to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.